Yeah, I think the short answer is that it was just a bad estimate. When the Legislative Fiscal Bureau comes out with these estimates, that's not to put it on them exactly. They use numbers from a national firm, Global Insight, same firm that other states use. And Global Insight looks at a variety of factors. Global Insight said, in its latest forecast that the economy is actually going to grow a little faster nationally than it had predicted in its previous estimate. And so you see not only Wisconsin adjusting, its forecast, you see other states adjusting their forecast too, based on this new information. And I think, another way of looking at it is it's hardest for budget forecasters to look at when the economy is going into a recession or out of a recession. And so we've been technically out of the recession for a few years now, but the economy is starting to pick up more now. And so it's harder to peg that for a forecaster. And so you see this big error.
Okay, so we have this big error in our favor. The governor wants a tax cut. Democrats want spending on job creation and social programs. And many Republicans want to be cautious about whatever they do. How do you see this debate playing out?
I think what's likely to happen is the governor is going to set the table on this. He's going to lay out what he wants to do in his State of the State address, and he's going to get most of what he wants. And then I think you also have to look at the fact that we're in an election this year. And so if you're a Republican, where do you need to have the most focus, or where are you most at risk of potentially losing power in state government? Because you have it all right now. I think the top of that list is the governor's seat. And so whatever he comes out with is going to essentially be part of his reelection platform. And, who are legislative Republicans to doubt that? I think potentially the state Senate could be a little more cautious about things. And, if there's going to be changes, I think they'd probably be insisted upon by senators who've been around for a while, some of whom also face election this fall. They might want to see the state be a little more cautious.
Governor Walker is going to no doubt accentuate the positive. All governors do in their State of the State speeches. What do you think he's not going to talk about, and what do you think his political opponents are going to want to talk about?
They're going to want to talk about job numbers as they compare to other states. So Wisconsin is adding jobs, but those job numbers have consistently trailed not only the Wisconsin's Midwest neighbors, but also the nation as a whole, especially in terms of percentage of private job growth. So, I wouldn't expect him to highlight those numbers. He'll probably talk about the unemployment rate, which is lower here than at the national level.
Sean Johnson, thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks, Terry.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter.